Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're going to find out how things are going over by the Alice, North Dakota area. We're going to bring in the regional sales manager from our friends at Legacy Seed, Jim Lund. And Jim, I know you're going to be hopping to the combine here pretty soon. How are things looking in Alice? Although I've been through there many times and the crops look pretty good, but I know harvesting has been going on. So what are you hearing?
It got pretty quiet here last week with the rainfall. I think the reported totals, somebody said, were about 15 inches since the end of August.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think we've done a good job of putting some dirt, water back in our soils for next year. Makes things a challenge, but it's quite a relief, you know, thinking about the 2022 cycle. But harvest-wise, I think beans are off to, they're in the fourth quarter for sure, if not at the end of harvest here, looks like, and corn is in full throttle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about soybeans. First off, did you guys end up with a lot of replant from the spring fiasco with the frost and everything else? Or did I think your area ended up being okay?
We depends on the location, I guess. We had a significant amount of replant. It turns out that ended up not being too bad of a thing. After all, if you because the rain came so late in August that the replant stuff looked greener, and I think put on a few more bushels. Test plots have taken off for soybeans going 4 days later to maturity, like in my own plot, going from an 08 to an 09 up to like a 1-2, so 4 days of maturity later maturity, put on like seven bushels. Same story I got from some plots in Minnesota, too, just going up later, maturity by 4 or 5 days. The plants were still greener and captured that last moisture. So the replant did the same thing. Now, every year, is that the result? Probably not, but it just, 2021, that's one mark for it. It started raining and the stuff that was really green yet. But okay, I got time. Let's put on some more bushels. And it's being pretty significant. But we avoided the white mold, so we just got to see how much top end there was to this stuff.
Yeah. Jim, you had some pretty good luck with one of the new seeds, did you not, with soybeans?
Yeah, great segue. We just got the results back from the Oaks irrigated plot. And our L1230, it's a 1.2 Enlist, it ran 99.9 bushels an acre, just one-tenth shy of 100 to hit the triple-digit mark, which I think, for me, is a record in the NDSU plots. I don't know if it's at all time. I'll have to get back to you on that. But so it's irrigated. In dry years, irrigated stuff is better. You don't get the white mold pressure, so we got to show the top end. And that thing, it's called L1230. And it's a good defense, stands great, and it's just been a rock star for us. I've had plots from Otter Tail County, Minnesota, my plots, and Alice that won the plot here. Did pretty good in Ransom Sargent County, and then here in Oaks, the first data coming out from NDSU, it was number one. And one thing, too, the one right behind it, number two, was our 1320, which has always been a pretty stellar one for me. It's a 1.3 Enlist that is just good for North Dakota, South Dakota, likes to be out in the open, can take a little bit of stress. So,
that's really good.
Thrilled with what we're seeing so far. Yeah.
Again, Legacy Seeds. Give Jim a call if you want to find out more about that.
I got the results. And I'm like, oh my goodness, one tenth of the bushel. I could have called it the 100 bushel, but I'll have to call it the 99 bushel.
Again, that was Jim Lund from Legacy Seed. This is Inside Agriculture.